The Business Hour on OFM.
It's the OFM Business Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. Right, so we do know Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana this afternoon delivered the third iteration of the 2025 budget speech, Budget 3.0, as some are calling it. And to get a sense of what were some of the key takeaways, where are we going to be paying a little bit more, is Dr. Arnu van Niekerk. He is from the University of the Free State. He's also the author of The Inclusive Economy, Criteria, Principles and Ubuntu, which was previously a read of the week on the show. Doctor, welcome back.
Thank you, Lebofeng. Good to be back.
Your key takeaways from the budget speech. I heard him caution at the start, like, we need to have it passed by July, otherwise we're going to have some serious issues. So that was him pressurizing the opposition to get on board there for a second.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's critical that the budget be approved, although it's version 3.0. And while it's good to hear that at least there are some agreement within the GNU about this, things can proceed now. Yeah, of course, we've seen a number of budget cuts, but also the main thing is lower revenue forecasts and also lower GDP growth was expected. Probably one of the main things that stands out for people is the fuel levy that is being raised on petrol. It's going to be an increase of 16 cents to 4 rand 1 cent per litre, and for diesel with 15 cents to 3 rand 85 cents per litre. And this is the first time in 3 years. The government emphasized also that this is mainly for inflationary reasons. So the additional income generated from that at most is expected to be about 4 billion rand. So it's not much. It's definitely far from making up from the 0.5% VAT increase. So that is one of the key things. One big concern is that the debt to GDP ratio has increased to 77.4%. This is the highest since 1994 and maybe ever, which means per day we literally pay millions of rands just to cover our external debt. And this is a major burden on the budget and, of course, something that you would want to consolidate at some way. Some other takeaways, just briefly, the spending average growth has consolidated to about 5.4% annually, I think, which is significant. And that is a bit lower than what was in the previous budget in March. So that just shows the spending is coming down a bit. But yeah, just to say, Lebogeng, this is absolutely inefficient, especially government spending. It needs to reduce a lot more to take pressure off the budget. Then in terms of revenue expectations, the projections are that it will be about 61.9 billion lower expected revenue than what was in the March budget as well. And this is mainly because of the VAT, let's say, changing back to what it currently is. But that's the kind of a loss that obviously the budget now tried to make up. But that was one of the key things. And then on pension and social grant, there are some increases which I think are not very significant, but I think it assists a lot of people. And then one proposal from the DA, and this is also worked into the budget, is a kind of a work seekers grant. This is very interesting that those that are actively, you know, seeking jobs, that they be compensated in some way. So I think that will also be a point of contention going forward, but that's an interesting one. And then also syntax increases and, yeah, the normal kind of increases that we've seen, that's also part of some of the announcements. So overall, my take is just, this budget is for me a signal of we are in survival mode, because the whole thing is, you know, we need to grow at least 2% GDP growth, economic growth, you know, actually much more than that, but, you know, to take the country forward. And currently with this budget, with the anticipation of, I think, 1.7% growth, it was projected down, you know, it is a major, major concern. The World Bank projects growth at 0.7%, about half of that for South Africa. So for me, the budget is not doing enough to stimulate growth. Mm-hmm. And a main thing would obviously be the discussions later today between the president and Donald Trump and what happens with trade, because the whole trade situation, could either hamper us or it can generate significant export earnings, which would boost growth in the economy. So this becomes a major thing. And as we know, that investment follows trade. So if we can boost our trade, then investors will invest in South Africa. And that's how you stimulate growth in the economy. So I think the budget is really, as I said, a survival kind of a budget. But what will come after this will be really significant in terms of generating growth.
The Business Hour with Oli Bogeng on OFM, the sound of your life.